Why did you choose to work with me?
Because you were a yes in my heart.
Hmm.
And I knew you from, we were in the same mastermind together. I watched you come through. I watched how you grew in the program. And when I saw you at your Anatomy of Money Live retreat the year before I joined up with you, I went, I want what she's got. How you command yourself. I believe we model, I want to model people who are successful and fulfilled and having what I want. It's like, oh, let me just do that. Like artists go to galleries and copy, you know, when mm-hmm. we're studying art, we copy the masters, yes? That's smart. It's not plagiarism.
It
like if I say about somebody, oh, I want to be like her when I grow up, I like, yes, you're in my foxhole during the zombie. It's like, I want you. And that's what I felt about you, Deborah. Like, I mm-hmm. want to be like you when I grow up. And I feel like we're equals and you're my mentor.
Hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I love
you're
that
welcome.
You felt you were a yes in my heart. This is such an important thing when you're looking for a coach or a mentor, is that you feel a yes in your heart, that you feel just a safety and a connection, a resonance. It's a feeling. And, you know, your analytical mind might try to talk you out of it. And yet when you live in the yes in your heart, magic happens.
I just had lunch with a colleague and we were just talking about this. You know, why is it that some people, we end up, you know, with our visions, fulfilled? Like what is the quality about people who end up with their visions fulfilled? And I was thinking, you know, in no universe was I destined to be where I am. And, you know, based on where I came from and my, and I'm always putting this in air quotes, my story. Back in the day, at one point, I just realized, like, this was only a thought I had, which is I want to work in radio. I was like, okay, let's make that happen. And so the only skill I had was as a secretary, so I got a job as a secretary at a radio station. And then one day I said, I want to be on the air. And then I came in and practiced, and then one day they were like, yeah, you're never – go to, you know, bumfuck Montana and come back when you're good. And I was like, okay. And then one day somebody couldn't come to work, and they said, okay, you're going on the air at 2 a.m. And I went, okay. And then, I don't know, I answered the phone in the middle of the night in Manila during a coup against Corazon Aquino, and they were like, we need a two-way. And I was like, okay. And so I started reporting. My reporting career for CBS News and Radio started because I answered the phone at 4 o'clock in the morning. So, but I think the quality that's in there and the journey that led me here was this core belief that everything is possible. And if I think I can figure it out, say yes, and then figure it out afterward. I think it's a visualization. Whenever yeah. I've been able to see myself doing a thing, and I've been hired for jobs and paid $20,000 more than they were offering for a job at which I had zero qualifications because I knew I could figure it out, that core belief has served me well. Where it came from, I don't know. But I'm grateful that it has been there. And, you know, when we hit the troughs, you know, as one does, it's what I refer back to. I go, right, as soon as you can see it, the thing will show up. I do believe that visualization and picturing the thing and living in it and feeling into it as if it's already so is what creates what's so. I wanted to be a paid speaker by the end of the year. And a few weeks ago, I was invited to be a paid speaker and a keynote speaker at a nonprofit conference in February. And so
awesome.
It's like, right. But I think that's also the thing. The minute we see ourselves in the role, it shows up. And maybe,
yep.
And there are times, you know, when I called up the waiting times, when sometimes I can't quite see it, but I can feel it on the back burner, like cooking. And I go, okay, I know when, as soon as I see it, there it is. Like I feel that it's like a click that I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
that,
that's a little
you know
pearl. Wait,
about.
Pause right there with that thought. Sometimes I can't quite see it, but I can feel it. And that's what we're talking about with the spirit of success. you can't quite see it, right? It's in spiritual form, but you can feel it. And then you pull on that feeling and you deepen the feeling. You begin to see it. You begin to assign words to it. You begin to see you in the picture. It's really important that you put you in the picture, right? You see you on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it comes into being.
I actually drew with my hand a picture of myself speaking in front of people. And I think the more that picture shows up, I don't know, I believe our minds are compelled to, reality is compelled to cook up whatever our mind says, oh, make this up now. Because
yep.
Everything is made up, right?
Yep.
Because I said so. Because my word creates the world.
Yes. Reality is compelled to agree with your version of it.
And then the crazy part is when we go,
yeah.
Oh, that just happened to me.
You got clear, because you said yes, because you showed up. I mean, this is such a beautiful story of I wanted to work in radio. So with total humility, I just became a secretary. And then the next thing I know, I'm on the air. And then with total humility, I answered the phone at 4 a.m. And the next thing I know, I'm reporting about the coup in Manila. Right?
Right.
It's this constant showing up with humility in service. And the next thing you know, there you are on stage. There you are being paid to speak. There you are having, $10,000 or more months on a regular basis.
Yes. In fact, I just opened my bank account while I was listening to Melanie talk, and I'm like, oh, look at that balance. I think I'll pay off some of my credit card. Boop. Okay. Transfer. Thank you. Done. Oh, plenty of money left. That's different. Like, I actually say to myself now, may I be open to receiving money, period. May I be open to receiving money. Thank you.
Mm.
I can feel it in my heart when I say those words. It breaks my heart when I hear people negotiate against themselves with the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I had a call today with somebody who was a brand clarity session, and she said a whole bunch of, like, wow, I'm in the South, and that's blocking me. I live in the South, Washington, D.C., and that's blocking me from having a job. I've never had connections help me find a job. The networking thing doesn't work for me. The internet is supposed to be more efficient, but it just goes into a black hole.
Blaming lots of things, right?
Whoa! I was like, wow, that is intense. And then the part where she said, yeah, it turns me off when I hear people say keep an open mind. I said, you know what? We are not a good match. I turned down a possible client. I said, nope, you are not for me. I didn't say that, but I said, having an open mind is a non-negotiable criteria for working with me.
How powerful is that, that you can turn down a client because you're not slave to money?
Nope. Even if I needed the money, which I don't, it's like I just felt it in my body, like a sick feeling in my heart and my stomach. When, as she spoke, it was like little daggers kept getting stabbed into me. I thought, how am I going to feel seeing this person's name on my calendar? I was like, ugh. You know, I went, no, that doesn't get to be in my world.
So I'm pulling up a picture of you and me on our VIP day. So Maggie's one of my VIP
that was
days.
So fun. Oh, my
She's
God.
She's one of my VIP clients. And we chose to have our VIP day in a castle. So you can see the castle behind us. And I would love for you to share, what was the value for you in having that VIP day?
What I got out of that day was a lot of clarity about, I tend to like, I'm a big, what if, and, vision, dreaming, big. I'm like a fire hose of creativity, but having a structure around the fire hose, channeling it is where I get, that's where we start getting traction and moving our businesses forward. So what I got was a structure for, here's what it can look like. Here are the nuts, some nuts and bolts are good. Nuts and bolts actually hold our dream businesses together, right? In fact, I got a big package of nuts and bolts from our retreat in New Mexico two weeks ago, which was how to hold a re-enrollment, recommitment conversation with a current client. which I'd never, like, I was like, oh, I'll just wing it, and, you know, I trust myself to wing shit. But this was actually, I had a little container for it in which I held them and I held myself. I showed up as a leader in the conversation, and she recommitted to continuing working with me for 6 more months. And I was like, wow, that was kind of magical. So for me, like, there's, I like practical magic. Yeah, the magic, and give me some nuts and bolts that I can hold it together with.
Awesome.
So you are a nuts and bolts bringer, girl.
I'm a nuts and bolts bringer, and I'm also practical magic.
Oh, yeah. It's an and. Absolutely, it's an and. I honor my gifts when I accept money for my work. Well, actually, when I said those words, I felt my heart, like, plant. It was like, yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And actually saying the words out loud, and this is part of the gospel I preach as a brand coach, you know, knowing your brand makes no difference. The articulation of it is where reality, like where it gets created, it becomes real. When I said, I honor my gifts when I accept money for my work, I felt like, wow, I just planted that right in my garden. And that's a new seed that just sprouted for me on this call with you.
Yay. And that seed will flourish and produce many leaves and many fruits over time, right? This is exactly how abundance happens. What a beautiful seed. Say that one more time for us. I honor my gifts.
I honor my gifts when I accept money for my work.
Yeah, beautiful.